Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm glad to get you. Are you on your drive currently or at a good
No, I'm just
point?
unloading liquor out of my car.
Oh, God. Do you want to text me when you're free? Stop unloading.
No,
Okay.
I'm good. I just like was dragging the cart in, so I'm
Oh,
good.
gotcha. Gotcha. I wanted to follow up on your email on that wrong stone thing and obviously couldn't get to you yesterday.
Yeah, my day, as soon as I got down here yesterday, it got a little crazy.
Yeah, I believe it. It's that time of year, I feel like. Everybody's crazy. So, do you remember the email of the wrong stone?
Of the necklace like Pam's looking for?
No. I actually sent in two pendants already, like singular pendants for a chain for you already for her. But
Okay.
was there an email that I got an email I thought from you. Well, hold on. About a stone that came and it was the wrong size. Do you remember that?
No.
I don't. Well, maybe it's a really old email then. Uh-oh. Well,
It might just be old because I just got those two 80 pointers.
yeah.
Oh man, I need to call Burko and see if I can get that mounting in for Tuesday
What? My,
and see if
okay,
they
go
have
do
it.
that.
No,
You have
you're
their
good.
number?
I just as we're talking it, yeah. Just they if they have it in yellow gold, I thought if I could show them it in yellow gold, then they'll commit and they'll just take it, you know.
Which mounting is it? Is there one like it that is rare and forever that I
So
can maybe help?
no, it's one that well, I don't know if there's a rare and forever that looks like it. So it wraps around.
Okay.
The diamonds just kind of wrap like they're intertwined, the little diamond band is.
Like your
I
band?
can't remember. Like on the shank of it.
Okay. If you had a
But so
picture,
I have. Yeah,
what
I
if I
can send
take
you a picture too.
pictures? Yeah, if you have pictures and send me one, I can at least send you back what I might have that might be similar. So that if it's in yellow gold and I have it and you would need it, then we could do that.
Yeah, because I have the sample in white and silver, and they liked it, and then I was able to pull it up in yellow online, and so she really liked it, but I was like, if I can show it to her in person, you know, something even
Yeah, and
close
then
to it, I think
she'll say
she'd
yes.
commit.
Well, and it will avoid you having to pay new gold pricing, I feel like, right? Like, everybody's complaining about this. Oh, and Stellar, don't go through Stellar. I forgot to mention that. I know you
I
don't
try not
normally,
to
but
as
I
much as
heard
I
they're
can,
screwing
but
people right now. And I can say
yeah,
screwing with
that
you.
doesn't.
Normally, I open it up with, like, I'm not trying to kill Mama here, but there's something I need to make you aware of. Because it just
No,
happened with one of my people. Like, he sent his gold in, and they have, like, this new equation that he said, I've been doing this. I'm 82 years old. I've been doing this for at least, I forgot what he said, like 79 years or something crazy. And he goes, I've never seen the equation. So when I called to ask him about it, and he's not RJO, so I don't know if it's different or not because you are. I can't imagine it is, though, because it's an equation. And with metals, and I'm not familiar, as you know, apparently there's other metals that could be in it when they melt it. He ends up, after configuring and doing all of his math, it came out less than almost 2,800. And when he questioned it, they said, well, that's the 11% left over from the 89% melt was all silver. And there was nothing he could do afterwards.
Yeah. Well, they've already melted it, and so you're
Yeah.
kind of committed, so.
And you're kind of screwed, which he did make mention, to be fair. He said every single, gold house, it doesn't matter if you're best friends or not, they're going to screw you in some way, he said, basically.
Yeah.
But,
They're going to make their money no matter what.
yeah, but everybody has to make their money some way, say, shape, or form. And I get that, but not in that capacity where they're just changing equations. It's, I don't know. It's kind of like you're moving the gold post line now, and nobody else is doing it, so why are you? That's how
Yeah.
I view it anyways, but I'm also more protective of my peoples.
Yeah. That's why I don't necessarily want to send it to like quality gold or to solar. I'm like,
yeah, but you know what? That quality gold thing works good.
Well, the little calculator does work good, I think. I mean,
yeah,
that at least
gives
me a rough idea. Rather than me just kind of guessing or being like, okay, it should be about this much. Like, they're taking out some refinery fees already, so.
Exactly. But my one jeweler said, if you were to just always use, like, an end number of, like, $250, that's typically what that price is going to be. Like,
mm-hmm.
just overall with the refinery fees and back and forth, the shipping costs, because a lot of people forget to put that in there. But I want to hear about how the other night went, though, because Miss Pam shared a little bit. And I hope it's okay. I was trying to, like, form a little bit more of a connection with Miss Pam. So when she said my sister-in-law was there and I got to show my brother-in-law or something to that effect, I was like, well, let's work it together. This will be our first one. So I was trying to get a hold of you. I'm sorry it was kind of late in the day and it probably ran right into, like, maybe the end of your lunch and I never did get back to you or get, you know. But I did pick out two. I'm not really good at your markup right now. So I need to get better at knowing what your markup is so that I can just work with her and not have to ask you, I guess. So when you have a chance, and you know how I don't like the number. But I figured I could at least learn that so that I can help along the way here and there. But the two options I did send in, because I did ask, I did clarify with her. I said, well, is the $800 to $1,000, is that his money or is that your money? And she seemed to understand that right away. She's like, oh, nope, that's his money. I go, okay. I said, well, I've got this option, which the first one I'll tell you, and you tell me if I need to find something else, I guess, because I think they're coming in maybe on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I'm glad I guess we're working on Saturdays today. but the first one is it's a half carat, and it's actually more money than the 62-pointer, but it's because of the quality. The half carat, and neither one of them are great perspectively in the way of, like, clarity, because they're both I1s. One of them is E, and that's the half carat at $520. So
okay.
I thought this could be your pusher for getting really high color. And then the other option, and both of them white gold, by the way, I believe. Hold on, I want to check that again. Four-prong basket with, like, that kind of loop, double loopy thing, just typical, is that one. And the other one I think might be a little bit different. It's a 62-pointer pendant solitaire. It's a KI1, but it actually faces up pretty decent. And it is a $475 net price. So, in white gold as well. And the I1s are not terrible. The makes, I think, in the hearts and arrows really shine through, so I like it for that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on just a second.
Can you kind of show up with it? Well, there's, I got to order the cherries
for
the bar anyways.
And they'll probably begin through Monday, probably
till they get I'll just order them when I order the Luxardos.
Okay.
I'll do the same thing. Mulberries.
Okay.
Oh, that's my list, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yep. Okay, sorry.
You better start telling him. You like to be missed, not ma'amed. It makes you old.
That's
Alan,
my one-liner.
Like,
every time I call Alan, he's like, yes, ma'am. What
yep.
do you need? Yes, ma'am. I will do that. Okay. I'm like, all right.
We're going to have to meet him, and we're going to have to change his perspective about Aubrey. Aubrey can be a miss. So tell me about the other night.
He answers my phone calls when I call him. So
exactly. Exactly. And he knows who you are.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
well,
I feel like my people don't know who I am.
Ladies night went good because it was a little chilly out. It was
oh.
the weather wasn't good. It was kind of snowy and stuff on
okay.
Wednesday night.
And that made it
actually,
good.
That made it. It made it. I almost feel like it made it better because people were able to shop and it wasn't such a mob like coming into the store at the same time like it has been in past years. So people were able to shop, and like this one lady who never buys anything from me looked at, like literally on the last time she was in the jewelry store, she's like, oh, well, I picked up my daughter's ring the other day. And she's like, I was looking at these earrings. She's like, I was hoping for ladies night to get a discount. I'm like, well, you do. You got to spin the little wheel and everything. So she did, and she got like 10 or 20% off. And she's like, I was hoping for more or whatever. And I was like, look, I'm like, I'm not doing this for anybody else. But I'm like, in your little gift bag, you have a $100 gift card, which the idea is that we give it to you. We write down what you like. You give it to your husband. He gets $100 off, and he's guaranteed to come in here and get it for you, you know?
I love that. How long have you been doing that?
I just did it this time for the first 20 people with the Brand Forever bags.
I love it. That's such a great idea.
Bags, and then I did my little $100 gift cards, but I wrote valid from the day after ladies' night, so technically I wasn't going to give it to her, but I was like, if you're buying this for yourself, and I was at the same time like, you're not going to come in, like, your husband's not coming in here to buy for you. I know that. Like, so I was like, you know what? I'll even let you use your $100 gift card. She's like, are you serious right now? Like, she was so excited about it.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So she got, like, only 10 or 20% off, which didn't break me. And then the $100 off, like, I still got my money out of the earrings. But I'm like, hopefully she was so happy that she's going to go tell everybody else, like, guess what?
Exactly. Yeah, no. And like, just that overall good feel and vibe just probably put you in a better mood, put everybody, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a good vibe. I love that. I love you thought that whole concept is really, it's a neat, I loved when you used to give them away in the server when you would present the checks and stuff, because I thought, gosh, that's such a smart move for you to build, like, your empire, so to speak. All your babies are starting to play nice.
Yeah.
If you really want to put it, dumb it down, your babies are starting to interact.
Usually, like, ladies' night, it's like everybody just wants everything that's discounted. And I was like, the only things discounted are the things that are marked percentage off. I'm like, then you have to spin the wheel, and you either get a free gift or you get a discount. I'm like, that's just how it is. Mm. And they were just kind of like, like a little bit of them were like, oh, okay, like it's not just like 20% off. I'm like, no, it's not just 20% off. I just didn't put them in envelopes yet. Yeah, if we're going to leave them at the front desk, we probably should. I was just like, nope, we're going to try this year. And I didn't look up the previous years to see like what we've done, but we did $1,500 that night. Just that night after 5 o'clock, and it's mostly little stuff, like people buying for themselves. So I'm like,
that's
pretty
great.
Good.
Yeah, especially if it's them buying for themselves, and then you turn around and get their hubbies in too. It could be a double downer. That's cool.
Yeah,
I love that. I love the concept too that you started the day after. I think a lot of people don't think about that, and you leave
and
it open ended
the end
too,
of the year.
Right? Oh, just
well,
the
no,
end
I,
of the year?
I put these ones through the end of the year. Like, other ones people still have, they are still out. They even, like, I've had a couple of people ask me in the last, like, couple of months, like, well, I saw that $100 gift card doesn't expire, right? I'm like, nope. Those ones that you have right now, they don't expire. But these ones, I, like, blacked it out and wrote valid just 12/4 to 12/31.
Wow.
And so that way I was like, they have to get in here. And, like, the one lady, she'll come in. Her husband will not come in. And I jokingly told her, I was like, you can just tell him to call me. I know which earrings you want. And I'm like, I'll give him the discount right away because I know you guys have it. And boom, I'll just wrap him up and he can just come pick him up or send somebody else to pick him up because he doesn't want to. And she's like, okay, deal. I also showed her that blue diamond ring and she's like, oh, my gosh, I love this.
Oh, my gosh.
The other ladies in there were like, well, you're worth it. And she's like, I don't think I can spend that much. I'm like, you can, though. You can. It's okay.
Oh, my God. Do you get a lot of people that like blue diamonds? Because I just ordered in 4 for somebody else, and they're gorgeous. They're really well-priced. They're enhanced. And they're elongated emeralds and radiance, one light blue, like a cornflower blue, and one that's a little darker blue.
I haven't had people look at colored diamonds that much lately, but, I mean,
Would you
were
show
just
them?
Pulling the ring out. I just kept pulling that ring out to show people that night. Like, hey, look at this. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, you can mark another 2-carat yellow gold sold on the bracelets.
Oh, wow. Congrats. Okay, I will do. That actually gets me an extra pull for every sale I make today.
My other lady, Carrie, I was showing her the bracelets, and I'm like, I was telling her, oh, my sister, like, took this and this and this, and she's like, oh, she took those earrings. I really like those. She's like, so if you see them again, well, they were 1.5-carat emerald studs that I just thought they were so pretty, so I picked them up, and then I, like, went and priced them out, and I was like, oh, I was not paying attention. I'm like, these are $9,000 earrings. I don't know when we're going to sell these. So I showed them to my sister, and I was like, she's like, yeah, I'll take those. I'm like, all right, there we go. Great.
You got to love her, though. Come on. Not just because she's your sister, but just because it's just so, like, drop of the dime, and I know your parents, I mean, I just know your parents, and I know... Like, I know you guys didn't grow up just like, hey, let's just buy a 10-carat today. But she lives that life now, and it's not that I'm envious. I just like to watch it.
Well, like she said, she hasn't been in the jewelry store in, like, 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Like, really. Like, she hasn't been down long enough to come into the store and not, like, look at stuff, you know.
Right.
And her husband goes to, like, the one jeweler that's close to them, and I'm like, you should give the local jeweler your business, and... I'm like, don't go to Kay's and don't go to Jared's.
Who
go
is
give
the
local jeweler your business. Weiss, Weiss.
Yep.
I don't think they're RJO or anything, but.
They're not. Yeah. I'll have to look and see about them.
But they're not far from their house. And I was like,
why
I guess my sister
just
was,
call you and then like.
Because every time he calls me, it's 2 days before like birthday or anniversary. And I'm like, I don't have time to find this.
Oh, tell them to call me. I'll go on MDJ. Right now they have a Tiffany's frickin' thing going on. They just acquired all these cute Tiffany things like Cartier. And,
oh, yeah.
You should. Oh, and I'll throw this out to you. I will split my commissions with you.
I don't even care about that part.
No, you will when I tell you. You tell if I was to tell you, I'd give you $10,000 if you sold this one. That would be a nice little splitty splitsu. We just got this gorgeous. I'll have to email it over to you. They took a photo and I had to like, are you guys kidding me? Because I didn't read it in my old eyes. I thought it was like a 243. Nope. It is a round brilliant. It is a 20-carat and 43 FSI2. Want to guess the price?
Hold on, let me have a seizure attack right now.
You want me to call you back?
No, I'm just probably gonna sneeze one more time.
Just once?
Yep. Yeah, it's usually three. My allergies just have flared up in the last couple days.
That's okay. There, Anne in the office when she has a flare up, she will literally go achoo for like. 13 times in a row when she has her attacks. That's why I said, do you need to let me go? Because normally she does.
No, it's usually just like three.
Yeah, when I have an attack, it's usually three for me too. That's funny. So anything else happen at the event or anything? Did mom and dad come in or?
No, because my mom had to go have surgery for her kidney stones again because
oh
I didn't get them all
God.
The first time.
Holy
but
crap. I didn't
when
know
I talked
she
to her,
did that.
When I talked to her yesterday, she said, well, she had surgery Friday morning, so they went up Thursday afternoon because it was just snowing and stuff, so they just wanted to get up there because it was early morning, she was going to have surgery. And so they got up there, and they were, like, done before I even, like, got up in the morning.
Wow.
Like, it was, like, 8:30 in the morning, and I'm getting up, and I'm, like, getting texts from my dad, but, like, oh, she went to surgery at, like, whatever time, 7 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's out of surgery. We're on our way home. I'm like, it's 8:30 in the morning. Like, what
and it's not even your bestie in New York texting you that early. I learned my lesson.
No. When I talked to her yesterday, she's like, no, I feel way better today than I did like the last time
it.
They did it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm hoping they got them all and everything. So
did she ever try? Because my dad's suffered from kidney stones for a long time. I think sometimes he ever, like, he has a flare-up every once in a while. Did you ever try, or, because I guess I didn't realize she had this, so I probably never told you. It works every time. It's about the most disgusting thing you have to do, though. My dad says if you take a, and I don't know if your mom drinks or not, but, like, a piss warm, like, ice, like, not ice, sorry, I'm saying ice because I'm looking at the mountains because my dad drinks the, oh, out there in your world. Jesus, what, Aubrey?
Coors Light?
Yes, Golden. Thank you. That's like your local brewery in your area.
That means the beer's cold.
Yes, yes. So that's why I was thinking ice. But no, piss warm. One of those in it doesn't matter if it's a can or a bottle. And he says you drink it all at once. He says he has to, and my dad drinks that normally, so when he has a flare-up, he'll just go take one out, put it next to the stove or, you know, in a warm environment, and then he'll just, he says it's disgusting. But
yeah,
throughout the day, it literally, throughout the next day, day and a half, he literally relieves himself of his own struggle bus of the pain. So when I say relieve, he just pees a lot.
Yeah. But it, like, breaks it down and, like, gets it out or whatever.
Yeah, it breaks whatever that molecule base is up because he actually heard of it from, like, a homeopathic doctor for somebody else. He's like, well, I'll give it a go. I love Coors Light. And my dad gave it a go. That's just, he said it took a lot to keep it down. So.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't imagine.
That.
Yeah. But if it's going to alleviate pain within a few hours or a day and a half, depending on the kind of pain you're in, I don't know if I would probably do it.
Yeah. I would at least attempt it.
Yeah, exactly. I would at least attempt it, too. How do you do for princess studs? Because I just found a pair that is carat 21. If you don't have this size, and they're EFSI1 from the Old Simple Solutions program for under $2,000. They're on sale.
I think I only have one or two pairs of princess studs, and they're like a half carat or a quarter.
Okay. All right. Well, I know we have pear shapes. We have some, we have a lot of shapes right now that are not just the round and princess world. So if, because you mentioned earlier, not that I'm trying to like listen in depth to anything you need. I know you'll call me, but you said something about you just randomly liked, you know, a one-off pair of studs that you would have.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do that again with that cost, but I'm saying maybe a possible $2,000 at a better price point, Mimi?
Yeah. And even if we just memo them in for now.
That's what I'm saying, because you already have stuff there. Whenever I find, like, awesome deals like this, maybe I just set them aside, give you a call, or text you. If you get a package, it's me.
Well, and that's the thing I told Carrie, that she kind of works for me, but not really.
Yeah.
Like, she took a different job. But so she took that 2-carat lab-grown bracelet and everything, and so then she was like the one that won the emerald set. So I was like, look, I can have Aubrey just find two emerald, like kind of matched a couple of emeralds, and we can always have them set, and they don't have to be quite that big.
If she wants,
like,
lab-grown, it could even be better.
Ooh, maybe I'll tell her that.
I could get
price out lab-grown.
You want me to? I'll do, and maybe be 4-carat total weight.
Yeah, because these ones, like I said, they were about, I think they were 1.5-carat total weight, but they were natural, obviously. But I think if they were lab-grown, she'd probably just be like, okay, whatever.
They'll be matches, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the look, do you want them round, or what was the look of the emeralds that your sister got that she liked?
Oh, no, it was just an emerald-cut diamond.
Oh, it was just an emerald-cut diamond. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. I'm looking at
if there's labs that you have that are emerald, then I can message her and just tell her, like, you can keep working them off on, because she's going to work Saturdays for me through Christmas. And then, I mean, otherwise she'll just keep filling in when she can. And I'm like, she's like, just pay me in jewelry. I'm like, done.
I love it. Yeah, tell her to, you know what, go on to the website. Tell her she can pick whatever the heck she wants to pick from the website. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can work it down. Or you
I told her
you not want her to know.
Like, no, I'm okay with it because I told her on that bracelet. I was like, hey, this is like pretty much my cost.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, should I pay a little bit more than that? So she's like, I know you mark it up a little bit more, and like we get half off. I'm like, you can just have that bracelet at the cost. And she's like, are you serious? I'm like, you're coming in like after your other job and helping
yeah.
me for a couple hours. Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, we can make a good deal. And I'm like, I'd rather pay you in jewelry than like
heck
pay
yeah,
cash.
Because you're caught. Yes. That is
so
smart.
Like,
plus, it's all of the extra, quote-unquote, business work you're going to have to show government for documentation on employments and stuff. So if you could save yourself all that extra work, since for the longest time it was just you there, why not do that?
Well, and she now works at a bank. And, like, for ladies' night, like, all of her
coworkers
were coming in. Like, she was like, hey. And I'm like, I've never seen this many people from this bank come in to, like, the store, you know? And I'm
we
like,
love her.
Yeah. Like, what
we need her to come
need?
In more. Where's the dentist? Where's his wife? Does he need an upgrade?
Well, the dentist is that he's just two doors down from me, so, yeah.
Shut the front door. He's still there? I was joking.
Oh, no, different dentist.
Oh, okay.
Also, dentist who probably has some money.
Oh, every
down.
Listen, I know why them dentists have lots of money now, okay? I know it. Them dentists cost me like literally $1,200 every time I step in that place.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate that dentist. Though I did just find out, you know how I was struggle busting it with like coming, well, not struggle, but I was trying to make a tough life choice with her whole dad and the money, and you got to have hard conversations. I'm not good at them, so she needs to kind of thing. I randomly got this check or this letter in the mail saying, oh, there's a check for $1,000, you haven't cashed it, and yada yada from my insurance, right, from my dental. I'm like, oh, I didn't even see that one come in. Yeah, I'll take that, thanks. So you have to call, and they have to reissue it and stuff, right? So when I'm there, I'm like, just out of curiosity, like, how often did this happen? Because I just started getting these, and I've had the same dentist for, like, I don't know, 17 years, been at the same company for 17 years. Have I missed any? Is there any way you could check that? I go, Christmas can come early. I go, and I make a joke only because I've had so much dental work in the last at least 5 years, especially, that, you know, it just seems odd that I'm randomly getting, this year alone I've gotten probably a good $5,000 back from the $12,000 I put in, and I don't think it's a high deductible thing because I was getting them at the beginning of the year before I'd hit it. That being said, I'm like asking this person, they're like, yeah, here's a website, here's a number
like,
that
okay,
you
can
go to. Yeah, so I call the number just out of shits and giggles because I'm like, this isn't really a thing. Because I call and it's like, hi, you've reached the New York Comptroller's Office of Unclaimed something or other.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that's a thing in every state. So he's
yeah.
like, give me all your addresses. I'm like, all of my addresses? Like, what? He goes, any address you've ever lived in New York State. I go, okay. I don't even remember some of them. 219 Sealy, that was one apartment. 19 Goodman, that's another one. He goes, why don't you give me, like, your home you grew up in? I go, really, that far back? I was, like, a kid. He goes, yeah, sure. I go, 4880 Hall Center Road. He goes, yep, I got a couple here for you. I go, shoot, take my comment. I go, 9 Citrus Drive. He goes, that's a big ringer right there. I go, yes, take my comment.
No, Colorado, all I have to do, which I can't do it, but, like, I just have to show proof that I, like, I have an insurance check that's a couple hundred dollars, not that much, but it's a couple hundred dollars, and it's when I was house-sitting for these people that were my kind of my parents' neighbors, like, they lived down the block, and so I house-sitted for them for, like, 6 months, and so that was my address for, like, 6 months because they didn't know how long they were going to be gone.
Oh,
and
that's
if I can
so
just
cool.
If I can just show proof that, like, I did live there for a minute. I just had to find something to prove it, and I'm like, I haven't found anything yet. But
oh
like,
my God.
Like, yeah, Ezra, like, he just needs proof that he lived in, like, the other place in Ray. If
where
I
the ex-wife was or something?
Well, no, that was before the ex-wife.
What did I think he was from
so that's
California.
At our other location. Well, he was out, he did mobile business in California and everything, but.
Oh, he did? Okay.
But if I could show proof that he was, like, had an address up there, like, get a pay stub or something, then I'm like, oh, it's only a couple hundred dollars, but I'm like, it's a couple hundred dollars. Like, we can get it back.
Yeah.
So.
$100 or a couple hundred dollars could get you some brand new T-shirts or some shirts or some stuff. We could go shopping. I don't care if it's $25. One of mine was from Walmart.
I talked to my sister, and my sister's gonna put together a whole bag of stuff because she's like, "What size jeans do you wear?" I'm like, the last ones I bought were like 28 to 30s, and she's like, "Well, and you're shorter than me, so she's like, I have some that like." Like, she has just longer legs.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have a bunch that are, like just regular jeans. She's like, I kind of wore them a few times. She's like, I'll put together a bag for you. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I want. I'm like, I don't want to go buy stuff, so like, come here.
Are you kidding me? I've already started putting stuff away in a different bag that is a luggage. I'm going to now start, like, I know you don't love all of my styles, but I definitely have a plethora of jeans, a plethora of sweaters, sweatshirts, or anything like that, or blazers, or work-appropriate, like, tops that not going in the office anymore and not having as many eyes on me all the time. I don't need to have all these things. But in the beginning of COVID, I definitely was still on that wavelength because I have tags. I've got tags upon tags. I've got a Christmas that's already been paid for from basement shopping I did earlier today. I'm just wrapping at this point. I don't even have to go shopping. No joke. Like, Trey, 1 year for Christmas, I don't know why I forgot I did this, but I think it was like 2021 maybe, you know, maybe that summer. He's like, I want a brand new bedroom. I'm like, yeah, we'll do that. Well, for Christmas, pick out some things. He picked out a bunch of things. I definitely purchased them. Why I never opened up boxes or put them in bins in the basement in bags, I don't know. Probably to hide them, I think. And then I just brain farted. I'm finding polar fleece blankets. I've got curtain rods. Luckily, he tells me this week that he's looking at a new apartment with like, my other nephew because he moved back from Florida. And I'm like, really? So you're planning on doing the big move out of here?
Like, we're going to do this.
We're going to start wrapping, Aubrey. Oh, because I don't know if you did. You probably did because you think about these things. But I know for myself, like every single apartment you move into or house or anything, you're going at just, hey, what's my electricity? Maybe not even in the beginning. I don't think in the beginning I even thought electricity or anything else. I just said, oh, it's $1,000 and I'm one of four girls. We'll do it. And
yeah.
It was $250, right? And then it was all the extras. And then the next apartment I got, I was with just one person. So obviously you do the math on now all the other things you know you need. And then you add in your insurance and all the other things to make it make sense for your next place. But my kid doesn't think like that. He thinks like me. I asked myself in the world way back when. But fortunately, I think...
Are you there?